Okay, and we're back. It's 2:36, and you have it tuned to K-Hum, and joining me is interviewer extraordinaire, Bailey Brown.
Yeah, I'm interviewing Lindsay about the barn dances.
The barn dances. They happen often.
Including this Saturday.
Big dance coming up this Saturday at the Arcata Vets Hall.
How did you get into calling barn dances, Lindsay?
You know, Humboldt Folklife Society approached me some years ago. Patrick Cleary, the fellow who is kind of the brains behind many of the stations here and Lost Coast Outpost, he approached me here, actually, at the K-Hum studio and asked me if I would be interested in learning how to call a square dance. I'd never been in one.
Is that a thing that you kind of wanted to do? Like, did you feel at home the second you went to the training?
Well, first I went to a dance.
Oh, for sure.
And I'm good friends with the guys in Striped Pig String Band, and they had been kind of asking me the same thing, if I would try to learn how to do it, and were kind of giving me resources to learn, but it's kind of a hard thing to learn. So I went to a dance to see what it was like, and I immediately fell in love with it.
Were they losing their current caller? Is that why they asked you?
You know, a couple years ago, there wasn't a caller locally, and so they were importing different callers from all over the West Coast. So they'd have callers come down from Seattle or come up from the Bay Area, people from Portland. So they really just wanted to have some local callers. And there's another caller that lives here in Humboldt. She's an amazing young woman. I believe she's maybe now 14 or 15 now. Her name's Nigella Mahal. Have you ever seen her?
Uh-uh. I've never seen her.
She's pretty fabulous. And she also went to learn how to call the barn dances, but she'd been going to them since she was just like 4 or 5. She was a little girl.
Nice. Yeah, I've seen other barn dances besides yours advertised, but I haven't been to them. But that's super neat. And they're also always well attended. And it's coming up over at Arcata Vets Hall. Is this going to benefit anything except for Humboldt Folklife Society?
It's benefiting the Humboldt Folklife Society. There are a couple more that are coming up that are going to be benefiting some other causes. We're doing a partner dance with the MGC, the Multi-Generational Center, here in Fortuna, which is pretty exciting.
What date is that?
That's October 15th. So I've always wanted to team up with them because, to me, square dancing is something that fits right in the lines of what the Multi-Generational Center strives to do, which is like preserving tradition and getting people of all different walks of life and ages together to do things together and have fun.
And it's fun because you get to dance with everybody. And that's why these are always all ages.
Mm-hmm. They're all ages. And then we have another one coming up with the LGBTQ community on November 5th at the Arcata Vets Hall. And we're going to be doing or partnering with them to raise some money for a safe space.
Oh, nice.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah.
And it's $5 for students and members, 7 to 15 for adults, and kids getting free.
That's correct. And more often than not, like, we don't turn away anyone who really wants to come and participate and dance just because they don't have the money to do it. So it's something that is striving, I think, mostly everything behind it's going to building community, and that's the number one priority, is getting people together, having fun, and interacting in a really unique way with each other and building connections.
Nice.
Yeah.
And Lagunitas donated a whole bunch of beer.
Yeah. Yep. We got Lagunitas beer, and they're pretty cool. Did you hear about what they're doing with their community spaces?
No, I have not.
I think it came out a couple months ago. They're building community spaces. Lagunitas is in Petaluma, mm-hmm. and they've kind of gone national. They've become this very, very big brewery, and they make amazing beer, so they have a really good reputation, and they really do give back to the community a lot. And so they have, I believe, a space that they opened up in Portland. It's like a hall where they hold community gatherings, so something like these barn dances, for instance, and supply the beer and supply the hall for these kind of events to happen. And I believe they have one in North Carolina too that does the same thing, and they're very active in promoting community events. So it's pretty cool. They jumped on board and gave us a bunch of beer for the barn dance.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's super cool.
Huh. Yep. And there's music from Striped Pig String Band. They're awesome.
And they always play a waltz after you're done.
They do.
I like that.
Yep.
I love waltzes. All right, so all ages, it's coming up this Saturday at 7:30 over at the Arcata Vets Hall, which is super easy to find.
Right, 14th and J, I believe.
It's kind of by the sanctuary. Mm-hmm. I always run into the Vets Hall.
Yep, big cannon out front. Vela once asked me how in the world human beings ever fit into a cannon.
Why? Like,
because the cannon out there is really small. She's like, it just baffles me. How do people even fit in there?
Why would people go in a cannon?
I think that in her mind, that's what cannons were for. For shooting people across the room, like in the circus.
But, oh.
Yeah. Anyways, not cannon in front of the Vets Hall, apparently. It's too small. Maybe babies. Can maybe shoot babies out of it.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. And she thought the cannons were for something so innocent.
Yeah, I wish cannons were made for shooting people across the room.
Yeah, like in circuses, not in a horrific sense.
Yes.
But if people want more information about this, there's information on Facebook.
That's correct. There's three different versions of this particular event on Facebook. So it should be very easy to find. All three the same. And also Humboldt Folklife Society, humboldtfolklife.org. has information as well, and upcoming barn dances will be posted up there. If you can't make it to this one, then maybe you can come check out the one in Fortuna on October 15th, or you could check out the one on November 5th for the LGBTQ safe space.
It sounds wonderful. Awesome. Well, anyway, let's get back into the tunes.
Okay. Thanks for the interview. Thanks for having me, having you on Larry's show. It's been a blast. This is a Buddy Holly tune. You're so square. Baby, I don't care.